with SRN News. I'm Jason Walker. Deposed Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro has pled not guilty to federal drug trafficking charges. He told a judge in New York, "I am innocent. I am not guilty. I am a decent man." He was making his first appearance in an American court. The leaders of Denmark and Greenland urging President Trump to stop threatening to take over Greenland. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
After announcing over the weekend that the U.S. would run Venezuela after removing its president, Donald Trump reiterated his wish to take control of Greenland. He told reporters, quote, "We need Greenland from a national security situation." Denmark's prime minister said a U.S. takeover makes absolutely no sense and that America has no right to annex any of the three countries in the Danish kingdom. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Well, the Secret Service continues to hold a man in connection with vandalism at the Ohio home of Vice President J.D. Vance.
Secret Service agents say a man who broke the windows of Vice President Vance's Ohio home and caused other property damage has been detained. Two law enforcement officials say the man broke a window with a hammer and tried to enter the house. The home in Cincinnati's Walnut Hills neighborhood was unoccupied. Vance and his family were not in Ohio. The Secret Service is working with local police and the U.S. Attorney's Office on possible charges. Vance's office says his family is back in Washington. I'm Haya Punjwani.
Flu infections surging over the Christmas holidays. Now health officials are calling it a very severe season and likely to get worse. New data posted Monday shows by some measure this season is already surpassing the flu epidemic of last winter. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in Montana.
A local real estate agent who also serves as a pastor has been reinstated by the Missoula Organization of Realtors after being suspended for social media posts that were critical of the LGBT agenda. Brandon Huber got help from Liberty Counsel, a Christian legal group, and after 3 years of wrangling has finally been restored in good standing. Huber says, quote, "Obedience to God often requires endurance, but it also produces fruit." Michael Harrington reporting.
Christian influencers reaching hundreds of thousands of people online. They share podcasts and videos with biblical advice on tough questions. Followers say they relate more to these influencers, many of whom are women, than traditional pastors. However, while some influencers have theological training, others don't, and experts worry they are not equipped to teach a large audience. This is SRN News. Russia has attacked a Kyiv medical center. Here's Charles de la Desma.
The State Emergency Service reported that 25 people had to be evacuated from the medical facility that operated an inpatient ward. Video footage shows damage inside the facility and first responders evacuating an injured patient. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russia used 165 drones overnight against Ukraine, adding our partners must remember that air defences are needed daily. Funds for the production of interceptor drones are needed daily, and energy equipment is also needed. I'm Charles de la Desma.
Well, the crisis in Iran just isn't getting any better. The death toll and the violence there surrounding protests now stands at 35. Demonstrators in a number of cities protesting against the worsening economy there. Of those deaths, four of them are kids. More details, srnnews.com.